This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how anybody could say how hard it would be. We've never seen a player necessarily do it. I think that there are some things that he can improve on by probably concentrating on more than just on one position, but never going to put any restrictions on Travis or any player. We try to, as much as they can handle, that we're going to continue to put more on their plate. And so if he were on our football team and he showed a great skill at one position and was starting to really do well in his conditioning and it didn't fall off and it didn't drop, we would be open to playing everybody that we had at more than one position. Anything that would help the football team, I would be all in favor of.
Mike Vrabel, he's an old school guy. I remember he caught a bunch of touchdowns for the Patriots, even though he's a linebacker.
And played on teams with Deion Branch, playing wide receiver and corner.
Yes, he did. And Edelman did a little of that too, didn't he? A little later.
Yes, he did.
So that's
played a little slot corner.
Yeah, talking about Travis Hunter. Now, I don't know if Travis Hunter's going to make it to four, which is where the Patriots pick.
But I'll tell you this: if he makes it to four, he ain't making it to five.
No, Mike Vrabel.
I would be in those betting markets.
Yes.
I am in those betting markets. This guy screams Patriot, and Belichick's gone. But this is the most Belichick thing ever. And as much as Belichick's gone, the owner still believes in it because he picked the next man up who he thought was Belichick 2.0 before anybody else was clamoring for it, and then fired him less than a year later to get Vrabel, who really kind of is Belichick 2.0. Or there'll never be another Belichick, but like he obviously was cultivated as a player by Belichick and was a big part of the Patriot way. And finding these type of athletes and maximizing people's skill sets is very Belichickian. And I think that they would look at this and say he's going to help us develop our young quarterback Drake May on one side of the ball, and on the other side of the ball, we'll take this kid and Christian Gonzalez and we'll put our two corners against your two corners, and I bet we like that for us. And in the modern NFL, that's not the worst starting place in the world. Now, I think their offensive line is still garbage, and I think their defensive line still needs a lot of help.
They need
a lot. But like, if it's me, if I just had the choice, Abdul Carter or this unicorn, I'm taking the unicorn.
Well, you want to get someone that can help your young quarterback in Drake May. And if Hunter is gone, Jason, that's where I was going to go. Do they lean into offensive line at that point?
Yeah, then I think they take the Kid Campbell, the offensive lineman.
Do they trade down?
Yeah.
Because they need a lot.
Yeah.
If Hunter...
Who's trading up?
Well, somebody might want a quarterback.
If the quarterback gets past 2 and 3, you really think you got to go to 4 to get him?
I'm asking you hypothetically. Would they like to get more assets because they do need so much?
I think they'd like to take this kid.
Okay, but I'm saying if he's not there,
yeah, I don't. I mean,
if Hunter goes 2,
I think
Carter
no
goes
man's
3
land at 4. I who's going to lock into that trade beforehand, right? Because you'd want to wait.
Yes,
and then after. What do I need to go to 4? Like the Patriots aren't taking him. Mm. So if I don't think somebody else is paying that price either, then I could go to 5, 6, whatever. I mean, I would think at that point, if I'm behind New Orleans and I really want this kid, my thinking is I've got to get ahead of New Orleans. And would New Orleans move up to get him? I don't think so. And I don't think the Giants are taking Shedeur Sanders. I don't, but I could be wrong. It's just my read on that owner. I think they try to wait for old Arch Manning.
Let's go to Miami and their head coach, Mike McDaniel. And he says he wants to be on the same hot seat as Nick Sirianni was.
I think Nick Sirianni was, you know, I want to be on that hot seat he was on last year. But that, what else would I expect? You're not entitled to position. And ultimately, if it's deemed that someone, the organization would be best served with someone else, like, I'm more on board with that than people realize. I think that's a natural part of it. It's why I don't, I didn't start, it's why I was able to not change when the same people are pointing out my failures were hyping me up through success. This is the fastest changing world in sports. Again, Nick Sirianni was on the hottest seat. But so if we want, if we, you know, did what, if we had more closer to the season that we were chasing, if we won two more games, does that make me a different coach? I think it's important for me to do my job the right way, that I never look at any sort of entitlement.
So two things. Number one, it just clicked to me. He sounds like Napoleon Dynamite while he's talking there.
Oh, he
does. Yeah, yeah. And number two, what in the wide world of sports is he talking about?
He wants to be on the hot seat?
Well, he wants to be on Sirianni's hot seat.
Yeah. Like,
well,
how
many guys go from the hot seat to winning the Super Bowl? This guy is the Brandon Staley of defense, and they had the same agent, so it should tell you something. And there's some from the same Fugazi-Shanahan family tree. He will be fired this year. They don't have a good roster. Their left tackle just retired.
Yeah. Armstead.
They haven't done a very good job drafting. And this guy had a ton of offensive talent, but it was all skill players and didn't want to invest in the offensive line. And that had already, those chickens had already come home to roost. Yeah, that doesn't sound like an NFL head coach to me. The bloom is off this rose. The league has adjusted. He hasn't readjusted. I don't think he can readjust. And I don't think he's ever going to be a head coach again, like his buddy Brandon Staley.
You think he'll go back to Shanahan?
Yeah. Or to some other Shanahan disciple who's somewhere else.
You want to talk about life comes at you fast. Remember the Dolphins came to Baltimore late in the 2023 season playing for the one seed, and the Ravens just throttled them.
Yeah, they peed down their leg.
And then they've never recovered since then. And if you look at McDaniel's record against winning
teams. You can't beat a team above 500.
It's putrid. It's putrid.
And then if you look at their record outside of games that they play at home when it's 85 degrees or hotter in the first 6 weeks of the season, you start filtering out for that. It's really putrid. Like, that's when they hung the 60 on Denver or whatever. Like, once you get to October and it's not, like, brutally hot down there anymore in the middle of October, they lose their home field advantage. They lose the pounding sun, the way they built that thing for 1 o'clock games. The sun is just eviscerating the other team's sideline. Like, once that dissipates and they have to play decent teams, and then, oh, my God, go on the road and play a different decent team? Forget about it.
Let's hear from another coach who's probably about to get fired. Brian Daboll. They've signed two veteran quarterbacks, Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson, and he was asked what impact that has on drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, I think as many good players as we can add, we'll take. So right now we have three guys in the quarterback room. We'll see what happens here over the next, call it month, if you will. And, whoever's in that room, we'll do the best job we can of coaching them up.
We might draft all quarterbacks because they're the best football players we have on our board.
They want as many mediocre quarterbacks as possible, it sounds like. Mediocre at best. The Giants are a wild card in this draft. They've done just enough at the quarterback position where they don't have to take one, I guess. They've passed on so many quarterbacks for so long. They've run people like Cutlets out there. They paid Daniel Jones when they didn't have to. So anything's possible with Mara running the show, and trust me, Mara's running the show, especially when it comes to quarterback. I just don't think he wants all the extra stuff that's going to come with primetime Deion Sanders' son in New York City as your quarterback. I think he just watched what happened with the Jets, and that is so the antithesis of what he believes in, and I just think that's why he's got two middling guys who aren't going to rock the boat. And I'm sure he's talking to Eli, like, we need your nephew next year.
little arch. It's arch time.
That's my theory.
And they're just going to blow everybody out.
What do you mean?
It's not going to be Dable.
Oh, you fire everybody. Yeah.
Dable.
Oh, no,
and,
no,
and
yeah,
Shane.
No, it'll be a different regime.
Yeah. Coming up next, time for some bounce back, fall back, Bone asks questions, we answer. It's a competition with a lot on the line, and it's next here on The Fan.